In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, we have today the feast of one of the greatest monarchs who has ever lived on earth, that is Saint Henry II, who was the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire in the 11th century. Saint Henry, of course, came from royal family, and when he was a child, he was put under the education of another saint, namely Saint Wolfgang, the Bishop of Ratisbon. This bishop was the most eminent in all Germany in learning, but most of all he was eminent in piety. And under his guidance, young Prince Henry made great progress in learning, but most of all, again, in piety. This shows the importance of educating a child from very early years from good example. If you educate the child with diligence in studies, he will get himself a good education for the world. But if and when you educate him in religion, he will gain everlasting heaven in return. And when Saint Henry was studying still in sciences and in religion, Saint Wolfgang suddenly died in the year 994, much to the grief of Henry. And next year, when he, that is Henry, was only 23 years old, he succeeded his father as Duke of Bavaria. And it was in the year 1002, upon the death of Emperor Otto III, when Saint Henry was chosen new emperor. And when he became the highest ranking ruler of the world, Saint Henry knew his position in the most perfect manner. It was by the constant practice of humiliations, prayer, and pious meditation through which he maintained in his heart the necessary spirit of humility and holy fear. And it was in this way that he knew his place. He was humble in how he was able to bear the prosperity and honor of his office, that is, always being a just ruler and always avoiding any temptations to do wrong and misuse his high office. Saint Henry was always aware of the end for which alone he was made by God and placed to the highest temporal dignity. In all things, Saint Henry wanted to promote the divine honor, the glory of God, the exaltation of the Church, and lastly, the peace and happiness of his people. And the best way to ensure the peace and happiness of his people was to maintain the Catholic religion and say that it is God Almighty who has created them and who alone they should fear. It is truly incredible how attentive Saint Henry was in the smallest affairs among the great many businesses which demanded his attention when he was ruling the state. Nothing, not even the minute detail, could escape him. And while he was very active and very vigilant in every duty which he owed to the public and to his imperial office, he never forgot the care of his own soul. The regulation of his own life as an emperor was his first and most essential obligation, but also how he would act as a Christian emperor, to take first care of his own soul and also the souls of his subjects. He was very sensible that pride and vainglory are the most dangerous of all vices, and that they are also the most difficult to be discovered. Dear faithful, today when we try and pray to imitate Saint Henry in humility, we study a little bit about ourselves and look into ourselves, do we really possess the virtue of humility? Humility is the very foundation of all true virtue, and our progress in humility is the measure of how we truly and if we truly are Christians, that is, followers of Christ. In the kingdom of Christ, there is no room for vain glory or pride, and this Saint Henry knew very well, and this we should remember also. The higher Saint Henry was exalted in the worldly honors, the more he humbled himself. And it is said of him that there was never greater humility seen under a crown. Those who by honors, dignities, riches, or talents are raised by God in the world above the level of their fellow creatures, they, dear faithful, they have a great responsibility. They need, by their very example, to give influence over others. So if you are a parent, if you are a mother or father, if you are in the state of authority, remember to first humble yourself before you think your obligations to rule over others. If you remember the crucified Lord, how deeply he was humiliated, how deeply he was humbled, you remember your own place in the world, as Saint Henry did, and your own place in the world is exactly for those people who are under you, always to seek and always to do the will of Almighty God. If we remember this, if we remember the imitation of this great saint, Saint Henry, we also always learn to keep our eyes focused on the one thing which matters in life, that is heaven. All of our other riches, all of our other pleasures, and all of our other dignities, they will eventually and very certainly disappear, if not in the accidents of this world at the latest upon our deathbed. But the heaven shall never disappear, and neither does our soul, who has been created by God and who has been sustained by God. And when we put ourselves in the own place, that is, becoming a servant of God, we are imitating humility of Christ, and we are also imitating his eternal taking into God's heaven to rule with God the Father forever and be happy with saints all through the world. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.